Like so much in Buddhism, nirvana clearly has to be experienced, not explained. But for Buddhists, the journey to get there, the path you take, seems to be as important as the arriving.
Buddhists will tell you that nirvana has no fixed point in time or space. And that's actually a little ironic, because one of the few accepted fixtures of the Buddhist story is where the Buddha himself found enlightenment. We're told that that took place in northern India under the spreading branches of a peepal tree.
Which is where my quest had started, at Bodh Gaya, at this spot where it said Buddhist philosophy really began 2,500 years ago. In this journey, I've explored key facets of Buddhist belief and got a little closer to understanding something vital about the core of Buddhist philosophy, the Dharma.
The Dharma is simply the way the world is, and we can all best live our lives if we follow a path that allows us to deal with the world as passionately, as compassionately, as positively, and as wisely as possible. Now, whatever the permutations and interpretations of Buddhism, that seems to me to be pretty simple and pretty enlightened.
I've learned about karma, how mindful actions impact on our lives, about samsara, the cycle of life, birth and death, about meditation, about Zen, and the final goal for all Buddhists, nirvana. I've seen some of the most beautiful architecture inspired by Buddhist ideas, and how after 25 centuries, Buddhism still attracts millions across the globe. A philosophy that is rooted in its ancient past and yet gives character to the modern world. How Buddhism places the responsibility to realize the truth on all of us.
As Buddhism traveled, it transformed the cultures it came into contact with, just as it too was transformed. You wonder if the Buddha could ever possibly have imagined the impact that his ideas would have on human history, particularly given the one thing he was certain about was that impermanence and change were the only things that were definite in this world. And just listen to this, it's one of his most poetic epithets. So shall you think of all this fleeting world, a star at dawn, a bubble in a stream, a flash of lightning in a summer cloud, a flickering lamp, a phantom, and a dream. Well, the Buddha's dreams of 2,500 years ago are still with us, and they've been made incarnate in one of the most tenacious belief systems of all time, and in some of the most iconic and beautiful monuments in the world.